Philippians 1 says this, being confident in verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he that began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. The good work began the instant of our redemption, of our purchase out of this slave market of sin. As he opened the doors, as we were freed and came out, we began that life of the good work that he had prepared for us. And we're confident of this, Philippians 1:6 says, that he who began that good work in us will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ, until the day that we're like the majority of the church right now is, before his presence in heaven. He's going to complete what he begins in us. So the lesson is this, because Christ bought me in redemption, God will finish what he started in me. He'll finish it. That's why Jesus said last week, we're looking, he says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. You know what that's all about? When he lets us out of the slave market of sin, when we go back into that slave market, he rebukes us, he chastens us, he spanks us and says, you don't belong in there. Get out. Don't act like an unbeliever. He says, what I began in you, I'm going to finish. That's why if you see someone that says they're a Christian and they're perfectly at home in the chains and slavery of sin, the Bible says we have reason to question whether the shackles were ever taken off. Because if they're comfortable around lost people, if they act like a lost person, if they seem to be comfortable under the dominion of the enemy of the cross, of the devil, and indebted to him through enslavement and sin, Jesus said, I don't leave mine there. I rebuke them. I chasten them. I will finish what I began in them. So redemption means, because Christ bought me in redemption, God will finish. Here's the last one. Look at Ephesians. Back up one book to Ephesians chapter 2. And this is our last verse, and we're going to go right into communion. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship. You know, you heard in the testimony tonight, Ethan said Ephesians 2:8-9. Here's 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand. See, this idea of our preparation to glorify God is all tied to this purchase, this redemption, this buying us out of slavery to sin and bringing us and translating us into a new slavery, a slavery to righteousness. And so what Ephesians 2:10 says, because Christ bought me in redemption, I am God's workmanship. It says we are his workmanship. He is, again, like that testimony this morning, he is chiseling away in our life, whether it be asthma attacks, as she was talking about, or whatever it is that he's using in our life. He is working on us to conform us more and more to the image of Jesus Christ. And what is that? We were created in Christ Jesus for good works. God prepared us beforehand to walk in them. So, tonight, just before communion, we confess the wonder of our redemption. Redemption in Jesus Christ tonight, we celebrate by agreeing with God that in our redemption, he bought us, we belong to God. He bought us so he can complete what he began in us. And he bought us so that we can be his workmanship, created for good works.